Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and good morning. Hello, 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 and good morning. Welcome to the Global Vision for Living Today. Come on, let's face it. We don't know the way. We haven't even heard about anyone on earth that knows the way. We can look out of our windows, our doors right now and say, hey, don't nobody know the way. Look at the muck and the murray that humankind is in today. But the global vision for living today is on the job. We're a rescue. We are a rescue vessel. We are born to rescue a dying world out of their own carcasses. Oh, my God, have you ever heard that before? God bless you. Thank you again for tuning in to the Global Vision for Living Today. Our show topic today is going to be, how can I know my prayers are really reaching God? Many are saying, oh, I'm praying. Many are saying, oh, I love God, so I'm going to pray. Oh, many are saying, you know, I done prayed and ain't got nothing. I've been praying all my life. Look at the shape I'm in. Look at my family. Hallelujah. Look what God did for Job. After it was all said and done, what did he do? He gave Job back 10 times more than what he had lost. But guess what? His whole family too. He just didn't stop at Job. So when you're doing right, you got to look back. When you're doing right, you got to wonder, well, God, is this it? What about so and so? What about he and who? Oh, come on. A vision for living? You're going to get it right here, whether you want to hear it or not. God said, those that love me, heareth and doing, and do, and is found doing my word. Come on, let's. Come on now. Come on. We're no fools. If you do what God says, he's going to bless you. And the Global Vision for Living Today show is here to start it off. Okay, how can I know my prayers are really reaching God? We're talking about the Psalm 83:18, God. How do I know? How can I tell? Ain't got nothing yet. Ain't seen nothing yet. You know how some of us are. I've been in the coal mines of earth. Still ain't got nothing. Been praying, but I ain't got nothing. We're going to explore why you don't have nothing if you've been praying. You know, there's more to this thing called life than, oh, yes, I'm going to fall down on my knees and pray. You got to be found doing something. I have read in the Bible where it is said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Be ye doers. He don't want you. Come on now. Whatever you done heard in your church, you've heard wrong. If you're not doing the will of God, then he don't want you. Now, he'll give you a little time to learn about him. But after that, look at the 5,000 that Jesus fed. What else? Two thieves standing at the bottom of the crucifixion cross. What happened to the 5,000? Yeah, they followed him around until Satan snatched him back. You know, there's a song, I heard an old song from the 20s, Satan snatched him back. They say, oh, people walk off. They don't walk nowhere. When it comes to God, when it comes to God, he told that old one that said, I'm going to follow God. He said, hand them back over to Satan. That's what Paul said. How can I know my prayers are really reaching God? We have our co-host, Colonel Dr. William Harrison, with us this morning. He was on time. I'm so happy about that. So, Colonel Harrison, start us off. How can a person, give us three ways, how can a person know that their prayers, whatever they're saying to him, are really reaching God?
Good morning, Dr. Carpentino. Listener audience, it's good to be on the air again with you all. Yes, with regards to how a person knows that their prayer is being answered by God, one sees a change in their circumstances. Whatever it is that we pray to God, Jehovah, for, whether it's something we need, resource we need, a bill we need paid, rent we need paid, car note we need, credit card bill, whatever. It depends upon how sick, if we're sick and we want to be healed, then we know that God answers the prayers because first and foremost, let me qualify. God answers the prayers of those who are striving to live a life that's pleasing to him. The Bible calls it living a righteous life, okay? So those living life to please God, when we pray to God, God hears our prayers. At some point in time, God answers our prayer. When there's a change, number one, God answers prayers of those striving to live a righteous life. Number two, when you see a change in your circumstance for the better. Number three, the circumstances will be so visible to you that you will readily recognize it. And so we have those praying to get a breakthrough, the striving to live a righteous life, circumstances change, and thirdly, your circumstances become visible to you.
Okay, well, that surely sounds right, but I'm going to back this train up as I usually do. You know, all of you have heard of the 12 disciples, 11 apostles. Come on, there were no hospitals back then. When those people were told to follow me, there were no hospitals. There were no hospitals. I'm pretty sure walking about in one pair of sandals for 3 years before Jesus Christ was crucified, I know some of them got sick along the way. I know some told Jesus, oh Lord, I don't feel good. They have to keep going. Oh, Lord, I got cut. Oh, Lord, a wild animal got us going through our wilderness walk here. Oh, God, I'm coughing. I know I'm sick. But you know what? We don't read anywhere where they stopped, slowed down. In the 3 years, you don't hear that. So we got to get this thing right. If we're going to talk about praying, approaching the true God, the one and only true God to for prayer. You know, a lot of people say, oh, yeah, oh, I don't want to die. The doctor said I got 14 seconds to live, and so now I better pray. Come on, you guys, let's get this thing set up right. Psalm 90 says, all humankind right now, living, listening, 80. And that was written thousands of years ago, but right now. So we're not going to advocate that if you got 3 seconds to live, go on and pray, see what happens. We got to get this thing right. That is called a prayer or praying. The spiritual definition of prayer, it is a solemn request to the God of the universe. It don't say nothing about, oh, and you're going to get an answer. Oh, yeah, you sure will. Either you'll live or you die. We're not going to tempt God. Job didn't do it. Look at all the plagues he went through. He didn't do it, so we got to get this thing right. This is why so many people have walked off from God. They've been told, you know, if you need a healing, go on and pray. That could fall either way on either side of the street. No one said if you pray to God, you're going to get healed. We are told to pray ye one another. God never said that. Nobody had to pray when Jesus told the man to get up, take up your cot and walk. Are we insane? Nobody said anything about prayer when he opened the blind eyes up. Read your Bible. Go back and figure it out. Ask the Holy Ghost to help you. That is not said there. No wonder people are saying, oh, I ain't going to listen to that fool. He don't know what he's talking about. He just trying to tell me something, so I'm coming back next week. But when we talk about praying, that is approaching God, the Jehovah God, the universal God, the one who started it all, who created it all. When we talk about praying, We don't go down on our knees. Oh, yeah, Lord, I want you to heal me. Oh, Lord, the doctor said I'm dying. Oh, Lord, I don't feel good. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. We could call that a prayer, but God is not a bellhop. He is not going to sit up there and let anybody tell him what to do. Coming to him in prayer, a prayer is a solemn request to God. That's all it is. All y'all out there going to be standing somewhere in the morning around 10:30 or 11. Talk about that. People from believing that if they pray, everything going to be all right. God has not promised that. How you going past 70 or 80? Hey, you can pray all night long, but you will not be able to change the lifespan. You will not be able, and so will he not do that. There's some miracles. There's some miraculous turnarounds. We can call it that. But God, what has he promised? What has he promised if you pray? What has he said he's going to do if you pray? Oh, well, you're going to make it all right. You know what? We need to stop that form of spiritual chicanery because the Bible does not say that. The Bible says, pray ye one another. It doesn't say, pray ye one another so that you might be healed. Why would anybody in their right mind, preacher man, Harrison, why would anybody in their right mind know they got 70 or 80? You got a few living to be 100, but they got them showcased. You done lived to 110. Show it, tell us how you did it. Oh, my God, I just read something like that this week. So how can you know your prayers are really reaching God? Number one, you first got to, from last week, you got to acknowledge that God is. They reaching God, he said, you must be holy as I am holy. What else has he said, Colonel Harrison, for those to know that their prayers are really reaching God? This topic doesn't say anything about you're going to get a miraculous healing. Yes, that might happen. But how can the other man come on down the road with the same disease you got and say, well, I prayed too, I didn't get healed? We need to get real on this. This is why so many, we got 42 churches have closed down in the last 2 years. Have you ever heard of anything like that? And Jehovah's Witnesses got 400,000. Where did 400,000 come from? Because they are not talking anything that will embarrass God. Yeah, I done prayed and ain't nothing happened. Oh, no, you're not going to hear that from the Global Vision for Living Today. You're not going to come back to my face and any of the faces and the people that are on this show right now listening. You are not going to come back and say, oh, yeah, I done prayed for 3 years and my daughter still died. Are we insane? This show today is about how can I know my prayers are really reaching. You got to be right with God for your prayer to reach him and be heard. And number three, for this God to act on it. Ain't no need to say nothing to him if you know he ain't going to do nothing. That's what I hear a lot of people saying. Oh, yes, you know what, skip prayer. No. Colonel, what are some other ways a person can know that their prayers are really reaching God? If they reach God, that means he hears them. But Isaiah says, you know, there's some I don't hear. He said, though they make many prayers, he said, I'm not listening. Says it in the book Isaiah. Read the first three chapters of Isaiah. Though they make many, I'm not thinking about them. What would make God really have our prayers reach him and he acknowledge them? Oh, yes, I received it. That's an acknowledgement. Get out of my face. Watch me work. I'm going to do something. You may not like what I do, but how can the psalmist say you got 70, 80 with special mightiness years to live, and then all of a sudden you're going to pray to get an extra 100 years? Listen, oh, my God, the Bible says that you be not ignorant. Colonel Harrison, give us some more ways a person can know that their prayers are really reaching God.
Another way, Doc, as I think about it.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Prayer is a solemn request to God, as you said, Dr. Capitina, but one has to learn to pray in faith, meaning I have to believe first and foremost there is a God, and in my mind, in my heart, there's no doubt about it. So if I believe there's a God, I have a solemn request that I render to God in what we call prayer, I have to believe that, number one, there's a God. Number two, that the God that I believe in is going to hear my prayer. And number three, then I have to wait on him to act upon my prayer. A lot of people are challenged because they pray, but they don't have a relationship with the true Jehovah God because they don't know who he is. So you have to know who Jehovah God is, the Psalm 83:18 God, then learn to pray in faith, believing God will hear your prayers and God will answer your prayers and so forth and so on. So faith is also included in the solemn request called prayer to God, knowing who Jehovah God is.
Oh, my God, that most surely true. Now, let's kind of clarify this. A belief in God is different from having faith in God. I can believe that if I go outside and start driving down the street, that I'm not going to be hit by another car. I can believe that. But I would have to have faith that if I really don't need to go out there to do anything, I should not do it. That is where faith will come in. Faith, the essence. So if a person say, oh, you know, I don't believe in God, I'm on my deathbed, but, you know, I ain't lived this kind of life. I don't know him. Nobody taught me nothing about him. I don't believe in God. But here come old grandma down the hospital hall. Oh, Lord, I'm praying for Jason. Oh, Lord. He got a week to live. Oh, Lord, I'm praying. Oh, Lord, heal my grandson. Oh, Lord, my grandson this. Oh, Lord, my granddaughter this. Here come old granny down the hallway. But the person laying in there don't know God. Ain't tried to pray to God. You say, yeah, I'm going to talk to the man upstairs. Ignorant, satanic statement. And it's a borderline disrespect. So since we're using this analogy as a way to determine whether a belief in God by that person or someone else, old grandma, is the same as faith. When grandma prayed, and I hope I'm saying this right, correct me if I'm not, when them old women prayed, something happened. They just did not believe that he was going to heal them and he was going to do what they really prayed for him to do. They had faith also. So how can we correlate a belief in God and having faith in God? Colonel Harrison, how can we do that? You just mentioned, yeah, and they got to believe in God. They ain't got to believe in nothing. We can have people, as the Bible talked about, to intercede, intercept, stand in the gap. They laying there, done did everything they could be big enough to do, and then put God, learning about him, knowing about him, sharing about him in the background because they got a few little dollars in the bank. You know what? If some people will leave God, won't believe in God, won't put the faith needed to go forward. You know what? Everybody want to be a celebrity. If they can't be a celebrity, just being around them. Oh, yeah. You know what? What is the difference in faith and belief in what a person is doing in relation to God? Help us out, Colonel Harrison. Set this thing straight. We already got it straight, but we want the others to hear it. What is the difference in, oh, I believe, or I have faith? Break that down to those that really don't know God.
Yes, with regards to faith is simply having trust in God. Trust means to have confidence in God, confidence in the fact mm-hmm. that God exists and that God is real. Jehovah God mm-hmm. Is living in the third heaven, which is above the earth. And so as we look at that, as we trust in that, we have to have no doubt in our minds that there is a God. Now, belief comes and goes. Sometimes people waver. If things are going good in their lives, they're okay. They believe and trust, they're receiving a blessing. They call it good luck. A belief comes and goes, but trust is steady. It's constant. It's constant, just like the air we breathe. It's constant like the water we see that flows. You don't waver when it comes to having trust or having confidence. You have a certainty or assurance that there is a God, and you don't waver. Belief comes and goes, and people kind of waver when it comes to belief.
Yes.
You know, some say they believe it. And so I want to share those two things, and hopefully that helps to clear it up somewhat.
It most certainly will. Well, let's go back to Isaiah. The nation of Israel had gotten into a lot of trouble. They were being ran from providence to providence by other groups of people, starting with the Canaanites, Hittites, Jebusites. See, and they were just, oh my God, they just got so bored and turned away from the teachings and the leanings of the prophets that they found themselves rejecting God. But then as soon as the marauder bands took flight after them, the true God, the prophet told them, you know what? Yes, you might have gotten this from God. God might have kept you alive 2 more seconds. God might have fed you manna in the wilderness. God might have destroyed most of you. He said, you ain't going into the promised land. You're too bad. You come with your hands up trying to worship God, but instead there was a golden calf there. You was right. You was not right. You know what? Isaiah told them. He said, now you are here in a bad fix, and look at the ones behind you. They just as worse. But I tell you what, until you really make up your mind and your heart that you're going to do what the solemn Lord God Yahweh said, you're out of the box. Don't come to me. Number one, he said, don't pray to me, because though you pray, getting up, eating and skinning and grinning, though you make many prayers, I'm not going to hear you. So if they ain't going to hear you, you sure ain't going to get them answered. How can I know my prayers are really reaching God? When you reject God, we really don't have a lot of time to get into that, because there's several ways people reject God. Some of them don't even know it. You tell them, and because Satan has an inside, wait a minute, Satan got a bishop said an inside casket inside. Because they are borderline Satanists, but they can't come out and say that's who they serving and worshiping and running after. You know what? He said, though you make many prayers, I'm not going to listen. How can a person get anything out of God if the God is not listening to them? How can he do anything really for them but leave them in the wilderness? Leave them there. And people can look at him, you know what, I kind of knew he wasn't really, a thieving, dope head, crook, whatever. Them people ain't crazy out there. They can look right through you. A bishop used to say they can put the whiskey bottle down and tell you all about you. That's what he used to say, 2 liquor stores on each side of the church. How can you know your prayers are really reaching God? Number one, you got to get real. You got to get real. If you don't know how to get real, I'm a living witness. He'll send somebody to you to help you get real. I've been wrestling with almost a suicide victim all this morning. He will, they'll find you out. And you'll find out that eating and skinning and grinning is not the way. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. He said, eat and drink. Here's a call out of Calabasas. Just came in on my line. Calabasas. Hey, Calabasas. You know we're talking truth here. But let me say something. When a person rejects God by their attitude, by their behavior, by what they say, by what they do, by where they spend their time, it is just not saying, oh, I don't like God. Oh, I ain't going to do what I know the Bible say. I don't know it, but when it's told to me, and by my actions, I reject God. We can forget it. Hey, y'all out there, don't let them fool you tomorrow. When you reject God by what you say, do, even the things you hear that can influence you, when you reject God, when you reject him, and he knows when you reject him, he says, I'm not listening to you. I'd be scared to walk down the street if I knew I rejected God and I got to get from point A to point B. I would really be scared because I know ain't no salvation there. Ain't nothing there. I better go run back somewhere like Jesus walking on the water. I better get back in the boat. Ain't nobody told me I'd walk on water. I better stay in the boat. I better stay in the boat. I better get my tail back over into the boat. God don't care if we do it or not. He just giving you a chance at salvation through his son. And when we reject God, we're rejecting Jesus Christ. When we, by anything we say or do, are we all that? I tell most people, you ain't about all that. You ain't about that. You are not that important. Go to the hospital, can't even put the hypodermic needle in your own arm because you don't know how. Who do some of us think we are? He said, I am not listening to you. Now, if anybody want to write something or send an email crazy, if you reject God, if you reject God, don't expect your prayers to be answered. You out there without any armor. Put on the whole armor. You reject God. You reject God. That armor ain't going to save you. Your money in the bank ain't going to save you. How many rich people, it's attorneys walking hospital floors now for those that are dying with no family and no will or trust set up. They don't do nothing but get up every morning and go to the hospital. And there you will find them with all them big briefcases and all of that. And the people are there. I done lived my life. I done gave them this. They still ain't about nothing. You know why they aren't about nothing? Because you really ain't about nothing. When we make up our mind through prayer that if God is God first, Bishop Mim said, if you didn't come in here to put God first, go on back out. Usher, open the door. All y'all get up now. I'm giving you a chance to get up and walk out of here. I mean, this is no, you know what the producer told me yesterday? You know, I'm trying to help him get his studio set up, audience and all that. And he told me, you know what, I don't like how you were talking because you were a little snappy. I got on that phone and I tore him up. I have nothing to lose. My God feeds me. My God pays all my bills. You know what? And my fee is X amount of dollars an hour. Miss me with that. Don't even talk to me. And, oh, no, that's no way about it. You better clean it up. I don't care if you succeed or not. It is the God that you have to make sure that you are right with. What could anybody care about what somebody is doing? And when you hear him talk, you already know they're wrong. You already know they're after some glory. They're after a pat on the back. Come on now. Let's keep it real. That's why you guys love this show. But in finishing up with the 2 minutes we have, how can I know my prayers are really reaching God? By what you do, not what you say. What you do will let you know if your prayers are really reaching God. Because he done already said, if you're not going to be holy, if you're going to reject me, if you're going to be believing your family rather than believing my son, you're out of my face. You're out of my face. While it's still day, you guys, you want to know how your prayers are really reaching God. We're going to have a second segment on this because some got it wrong. I've even heard people say, I love God. And I almost wanted to faint. Because I know a little bit about what they're doing. That is not indicative of that. That's some kind of feeling. God don't want you to feel nothing. He wants you to do what he tell you to do. And you already know it. You already know it. My daughter's not going to save me. She has no salvation power. My great-granddaughter's daughter, whatever. I told a friend of mine, I'm looking in the face of the dead. Hallelujah. Tune in next week. Thank you, Colonel Harrison, and all of you for tuning in. We're not playing. You see, we're not playing. Tune in next week for How Can I Know My Prayers Are Really Reaching God, number two, segment two. God bless you. Have a great, great weekend. God bless you.